Now notice chapter 18, verse 1. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the stronghold for every foul spirit, and cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Basically, we see in chapter 18 of the book of Revelation, the judgment upon Babylon. Now, we're talking about literal Babylon when we come to chapter 18 in our study of the book of Revelation. In chapter 17, it talks about a woman, a prostitute, a whore. That's talking about a false church. In chapter 18, it talks about a city. The word Babylon is used 3 times in chapter 18. The word city is used 7 times, so 10 times it's referring to a city, and I would suggest the literal city of Babylon. We're talking about a religious system in chapter 17. We're talking about a governmental, economic, political system in chapter 18. In chapter 17, when they destroy the one world church, nobody cries, nobody's upset about it at all. But we get to chapter 18 and we see when this city, the literal city of Babylon, is destroyed, the merchants of the church who have waxed rich through her abundancies are crying, are very, very sorrowful. Notice verse 8, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Babylon is a literal city that will be the headquarters for the Antichrist, who will rule over one world economic, political, governmental system. After the false religion, the ecclesiastical Babylon of chapter 17 is destroyed, the Antichrist leaves the seven-hilled city of Rome. He goes to Jerusalem. I mentioned earlier in a different study that he walks into the temple, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. In that temple, he claims to be like the Most High God, which is the abomination of desolation. He disgraces the temple. He desecrates the temple, the abomination of desolation talked about, and a prototype of it in chapter 11 of Daniel will take place at the midway point. At that time, the false prophet will put a statue in the Holy of Holies and perform miracles, signs, wonders, and miracles to cause the world to worship that image of the beast. That is the time when 666 will be put on the foreheads or the back of the hand. If you're going to buy or sell, you must have the number of the Antichrist. Well, Antichrist leaves Jerusalem. The statue of the Antichrist is there in the temple. That's good enough for him. He goes into Babylon and sets up this one world economic, political, governmental system. And from out of Babylon, literal Babylon, in that city that was ruled by Nimrod, ruled by Alexander the Great, that location will be where the Antichrist will headquarter in the last 3.5 years. But the city will be destroyed. That's what Isaiah 13 and 14 tells us. The prophecies of Jeremiah 50 and 51 referred to that as well. By the way, chapter 50 and chapter 51 of the book of Jeremiah says the problem is because the Babylonians desecrated those implements that had been taken from the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Because of his temple, he's going to bring judgment upon these people, the Babylonians, which will be, of course, the foundation for the Antichrist's leadership for those last 3.5 years. It tells us here in chapter 18 that in 1 hour this city is going to be destroyed. Look at verse 10 of chapter 18 of Revelation. Standing afar off for the fear of her torments, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. In verse 17, for in 1 hour is great riches come to naught. And then in verse 19, the last part of it, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. This is really the fulfillment of the last of the 21 judgments. There are seven sealed judgments. There are seven trumpet judgments, the seven vial judgments. Now, we've studied through the sixth vial judgment. Turn back one chapter to chapter 16. And in chapter 16, we see the sixth vial judgments concluding with the kings of the east making their way across the Euphrates River, which will have dried up, and they will make their way on into Jerusalem, because all the armies of the world are going to gather there. Well, before everything comes to pass that is talked about in the book of Zechariah chapter 14 and Revelation chapter 19, which we're going to look at in just a moment, before this campaign of Armageddon, let me show you what happens before Antichrist, Satan, and the false prophet make their way back to Jerusalem to regroup, to re-energize, and then to re-engage against the coming Jesus Christ. If you have chapter 16 of the book of Revelation, look with me at verse 17. This is the seventh vial judgment. And the seventh angel poured out his vial upon the air, and there was a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake. Notice this earthquake. Such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. This will be the most powerful earthquake to ever hit the earth. It is going to destroy the city. Look at verse 19. And the great city was divided into three parts. The cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Because the Babylonians desecrated the implements used in the temple to worship him and to offer sacrifice unto him, thy judgment from God is going to fall upon them. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And then fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plagues thereof were exceedingly great. By the way, the weight of a talent, there's a variance in opinion. Some say about 50 pounds, some say about 100 pounds. Let's say 75 pounds to compromise between the two figures. Can you imagine a piece of hail weighing 75 pounds? It'll fall upon Babylon. It's going to destroy this city. The Bible tells us in chapter 18, verses 10, 17, and 19, in 1 hour the city is destroyed, the great city of Babylon. By the way, in chapter 18, the word great is used 8 times, the word city used 7 times, and of course referring to the great city of Babylon that will be destroyed. It is the very last judgment of the 21 judgments that get progressively worse in the 7-year tribulation period. In fact, it is that judgment before Jesus Christ will come back. Now, are we in a position to see this all come to pass? Well, indeed, I do believe that what has happened in Iraq over these last several years has been stage setting for this event to unfold. Some said, well, why in the world would the United States enter Babylon for the only purpose of taking out Saddam Hussein? Well, of course, everybody has been talking about the weapons of mass destruction. I get rather tired of hearing about that phrase. Let me tell you, they did get the weapon of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein was responsible for killing 350,000 people. How many people do you have to kill before you're a weapon of mass destruction? Remember chapter 17, verse 17? It says that God will put in the hearts of political leaders to accomplish his will. Let me tell you what was going on before the United States entered Iraq. Saddam Hussein had put together a 7-million-man army called the Jerusalem Army. All of them had weapons training. 2,000 had volunteered to be suicide bombers. And Saddam's stated purpose for this army was to go into Jerusalem, liberate it, and give it to the Palestinian people. Well, the Israeli Defense Force thought it was real. I can tell you, I was there during those 39 Scud attacks in 1991 when Saddam gave the order to fire at Jerusalem, to fire at all of Israel with those Scuds, and 39 attacks took place. I was there for all of them. And so the Israeli government, the Israeli people, believe Saddam when he says he's going to do something. Now, he said he was going to bring the 7-million-man army, come into Jerusalem, and liberate Jerusalem, and give it to the Palestinian people. I believe, please don't think I'm being sacrilegious, but I believe that in heaven God looked down and he realized he was going to have to do something about Saddam Hussein. You see, the truth is there's nothing in the Bible that says Iraq in the last days would attack Israel and especially go into Jerusalem. And so God had to do something. I said the other day to someone what I think God did. He looked down and he said, I got an idea. I'll get me a cowboy and I'll send him into Iraq and he'll take care of old Saddam Hussein. Now, I don't mean to be frivolous, but indeed God does put in the heart of political leaders those things that will cause his will to be worked out in the world. I believe with all of my heart God led George W. Bush to allow the armies to go in to take out Saddam Hussein. Whether you agree with the war or disagree with it, I'm not talking about that. I don't care if you like George W. Bush or dislike George W. Bush. That is not my concern at all. What I'm looking at is the prophetic scenario laid out in God's Word, and Babylon has to come to power for the Antichrist in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period to operate out of that city with a one-world economic, political, governmental system. Benjamin Netanyahu said that the Iraqis are installing the latest cutting-edge, state-of-the-art telecommunications system that will give them a capability of communicating across the world. In fact, Benjamin Netanyahu said it could well be the Silicon Valley of not only the Middle East, but the entire world. Got to remind you that this is a oil-rich country. It's the second largest source of oil in the entire world, second only to Saudi Arabia. And Financial Times says that, according to some petroleum engineers, that Saudi Arabia is going to run out of oil in about 10 years, which would make then the Iraqi oil supply, which they've only used up 2% of it, it could make it the greatest source for oil in the world and make Iraq one of the richest nations, if not the richest nation of the world. We can see that the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to play out just like it is called for by the ancient Jewish prophets. Well, indeed, Babylon will be the headquarters for the Antichrist. It will be destroyed by Jesus Christ himself, and Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet will flee for Jerusalem for the purpose of gathering the armies of the world to take on the return of Jesus Christ.